Telemarketers have been stung by a growing number of state do-not-call laws. These laws make telemarketers listen when consumers say they want to be left alone. Now the federal government wants to join in with its own list. Telemarketers are fighting that idea, saying enough is enough. But the industry is also struggling to show it can regulate itself. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Bob Bulmash is a general in the Army of Americans fed up with telemarketing calls.
My dog has a right to be left alone. If my dog has a right to be left alone, why don't you and I have a right to be left alone in our own homes?
Bulmash runs Private Citizen, which helps citizens use existing laws to stop unwanted calls. 28 states require telemarketers to buy lists of people who've asked not to be called. Now the Federal Trade Commission wants to start a national list. The agency has gotten lots of comments from angry consumers and from telemarketers who say the new list might put them out of business. Pat Faley is with the Direct Marketing Association, which runs its own list for consumers who don't want to be called. She says the FTC proposal amounts to piling on.
We're looking at a day where we're going to have telemarketers being subject to 50 different state laws. In addition to that, they are subject to the DMA's telephone preference service if they're a DMA member. And then they would, on top of that, be subject to the Federal Trade Commission's opt-out list on top of that.
People on both sides of the issue point out the FTC list is not foolproof. Insurance and phone companies could still call. State laws have even more loopholes, allowing, for example, debt collectors and funeral homes and other businesses to call. Private Citizen's Bob Bulmash helps people who want to escape all solicitations. Bulmash regrets he has to charge a fee for something that he believes should be a basic human right.
It's an absurdity that you or I or anyone should pay even one penny to prevent those that we are unwilling to associate with from barging into our homes.
The ever-tightening noose of restrictions has not shut down the telemarketing industry. Instead, a new market has been born for the telemarketing compliance business. Massachusetts-based Griffin Networks provides an automated system. It ensures that companies don't risk the thousands of dollars in fines that can result from pestering a customer who's asked to be left alone. A company video illustrates with a little skit starring what may be the world's most polite telemarketer.
This is Joan. This is Greg calling from Sunshine Acres Nursing Home. We're running a special for senior citizens like you to come to our facilities.
Excuse me, I'm not a senior citizen. Could you please put me on your do not call list?
Of course, Mrs. Jones. I apologize.
Greg then pushes a button and the Griffin software makes it impossible to call Mrs. Jones again, accidentally or on purpose. Telemarketing foes say this tool won't stop companies that simply flout the law, so they've responded with their own gadgets to stop calls. Charlene Brandt works for Privacy Technologies, which makes a little something called the Telezapper.
Whenever you or your answering machine picks up a call, the Telezapper emits a tone that tells the telemarketing computer that your number is disconnected. So the telemarketing computer drops the call, and your number is stored as a disconnected number in their database.
Industry appears to be staying one step ahead in the technological arms race. The manufacturer of one automated calling system says his machine can outrun the Telezapper. The financial stakes for telemarketers are high. As the number of do-not-call lists grows, so does the risk of fines, which can run in the tens of thousands of dollars for each violation. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.